This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Police in the largest city in the U.S. southeastern state of Kentucky say a 23-year-old man shot and killed four people at a bank where he was an employee. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Police in Louisville, Kentucky identified the person who shot and killed four people at a local bank this morning.
The suspect has been identified as Connor Sturgeon, white male, 23 years of age, who was employed at Old National Bank. His weapon of choice was a rifle.
The gunman was also killed. It's not clear yet how he died. What happened in Louisville was the 15th mass killing in the country this year. It comes 2 weeks after a former student killed three children and three adults at a Christian elementary school in Nashville. I'm Ed Donahue.
Russian forces pressed attacks on frontline cities in eastern Ukraine on Monday, while Ukrainian officials played down a report that Kyiv is amending some plans for a counteroffensive due to a leak of classified U.S. documents. The Russians were pounding Ukrainian positions in and around besieged Bakhmut in the eastern Donetsk region and other cities and towns with airstrikes and artillery barrages, Kyiv said. The small city on the edge of a chunk of Russian-controlled territory in Donetsk has for months been the biggest battleground of the war, now in its second year. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Monday he would leave Defense Minister Yoav Gallant in place given an escalating security crisis, reversing a decision to fire the minister that triggered protest and raised alarm abroad. He said the two had resolved their disagreement over the public call last month for a halt to the government's bitterly decisive judicial overhaul plan, which Gallant said had become a threat to Israel's security. This is VOA News. Greek lawmakers are set to vote on urgent legislation introduced by the government in Athens to ban neo-Nazi parties from competing in upcoming national elections in May. From Athens for VOA, Anthony Karasava reports.
Greek Justice Minister Mikis Voridis submitted the legislation to Parliament, billing it as unprecedented and part of the government's drive to protect democracy in the birthplace of democracy. With this bill, he said, it is the first time in history that Greek members of Parliament are asking the entire bench of the Supreme Court to weigh the credentials of a party and its members to compete in elections. Anthony Karasava for VOA News, Athens.
China declared it had quote-unquote successfully completed 3 days of war games around Taiwan on Monday, capping a show of force that it simulate targeted strikes and practice a blockade of the self-ruled island. Beijing's exercises were a response to Taiwan President Tsai Ing-wen's meeting with U.S. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy last week, and a counter it had warned would provoke strong countermeasures. The death toll from Sunday's avalanche in the French Alps has risen to 6, including 2 mountain guides. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The prosecutor's office in Bonneville in the Haute-Savoie region says the most recent body was found after searches resumed on Monday morning, while the prefecture of the region added one person has been sent to hospital with minor injuries and 8 other people were found unharmed. No details have been provided on the identity of the victims. The National Weather Service had not issued a specific avalanche warning, assessing the risk as limited. The avalanche on Sunday rolled down a glacier in the Haute-Savoie, almost 20 miles southwest of Chamonix. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Rescue workers on Monday recovered another 2 bodies from the rubble of the collapsed building in France's Marseille, bringing the confirmed death toll to 5, with another 3 still missing. More than 24 hours after an explosion at the building where residents reported a strong smell of gas, dozens of civil defense staff and sniffer dogs were working through the debris where a fire still smoldered. The deputy mayor of the Mediterranean port city had said rescue workers still hope to find survivors. The fire under the rubble has made it hard for the dogs to detect more victims or survivors. Follow us for more news on the VOA mobile app or find our podcasts Flashpoint Ukraine and Flashpoint Iran on our website at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.